We begin this morning with breaking news. After two decades at Air Canada, the airline's CEO, Michael Rosso, is retiring. This is all coming just a week after the deadly crash at LaGuardia Airport and the condolence video that he recorded almost entirely in English. It prompted Michael Rosso to be summoned to explain himself before a parliamentary committee. Marianne has been looking at the release that's just come out from Air Canada itself. They describe it as a retirement, and yet this is very abrupt, shows no sign of having been planned in advance.
Yes, and it does come exactly 1 week after Michael Rosso even posted that condolence video on social media in the wake of that deadly crash in New York. But yes, this was a statement that was released this morning announcing his retirement, saying he will be stepping down as president and CEO of the national company starting at the end of the third quarter.
The airline not saying he's retiring because of this, but there is a tell in who they're seeking to replace him with.
Yeah, and I want to read you a line word for word that is in the statement that was released this morning. It says the board will consider a number of performance criteria in assessing candidates, including the ability to communicate in French. And that does get to what he has been criticized for, not only in the wake of that video released last week, but also for several years. In 2021, he released did a 26-minute speech in which he spoke very little French. Majority of it was English. At that time, he was also summoned to Ottawa to answer questions about why that was the case. We saw that again last week when he was summoned by the Official Languages Committee in Ottawa to also explain why in that condolence video he didn't speak very much French, if at all, any. In the past, he has said that he would take some French lessons.